Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Made it through another Monday. Another quarantine Monday, I guess. I don't know. It's starting to seem like people are now starting to lose it from being inside. And so I don't think people really care much for the quarantine. I think people should just better safe than sorry, you know, because you never know. This thing is so weird that who really knows what's going on when it comes to how it's getting passed and who's getting passed to. It's so crazy to think about. But I seen a meme online somewhere saying, only in America do we treat COVID like as a person we're tired of, you know. Like, I'm so over this COVID thing. I'm going outside. Like, no, you treat a relationship like that, maybe. I'm so sick of this, that, and the third. I'm tired of dealing with that person. Who knows who has what? You can't just treat it like, oh, screw it, I'm going back out. I don't care what happened. It's not my approach, but that's not even really what I was intending on talking about. I got distracted for 2 seconds. I'm still distracted. But yeah, so I was thinking about landmines and how, like, not literal in the field of battle type landmines. I mean, that's the analogy I'm trying to use. But I just think about people and their triggers, which in turn creates explosions if you step or push on the wrong button, a person's wrong button. So it's weird how that works, because some people are like a landmine in a sense that you could, no matter where you step in the field, you're going to set something off. So if they're having a bad day, best believe, no matter what you say and do, it's going to be the wrong thing. And some people, I like to pat myself on the back. Some people like me, it doesn't really make too much of a difference. You don't have to really walk on eggshells being around me. I'm more so like that in a respect way. Like, I wouldn't say I demand respect, but I would appreciate respect just like the next person would, right? So, you know, I guess that's my own personal landmine, just feel like I'm being disrespected. And most likely, I'm probably not. But, you know, in the moment, depending on what's going on, you definitely feel like, I feel like I could be disrespected in the wrong place of time. Yeah, give me a second, because I know, like, you're in the middle of a show, what's going on? I got to get in my car, and I got this whole situation, so you hear this noise. Give me a second. Oh, there we go, we good. Let me set this up. Put this back here. Take this off my shoulder. Get in the car and get comfortable so I can continue. And as you can tell, I've been doing the show. As soon as I leave the job, because I don't really have much time to do it when I get home. So, odd moment of walking down to my car and getting set up. I know, it's like, what in the hell is going on over there? So, yeah. But, yeah, landmines and people. A lot of people, no matter, like I was saying, depending on the day and the circumstance, you can become a landmine. Like, you can set something and not even intentionally be trying to set a landmine off. That's the craziest thing to me. is that you could be just having a normal conversation with someone, and then all of a sudden, boom, boom, you're getting yelled at. And as a person, that's right, man, you do your running. You get across the street, you get out of my way so I can drive my car. But as a person that has been yelled at randomly out of nowhere and didn't see it coming several times in my life, I mean, a lot of times, when I start to think, like, is there something wrong with me? Am I the one instigating these outbursts? Because I've had it. I can date back to high school. I don't remember much in elementary and middle school. But in high school, I think is when it really started, when people just started. And women mostly, I say out of the many times people have had an outburst or yelled at me randomly, it's usually women. It's because, you know, opposite sex. You're flirting, you think you're being nice, you think you're doing this, you think you're doing that, you think you're helping, and then boom, all of a sudden you're getting yelled at. So the earliest memory I have of that is it was Class Colors Day. And I was a senior, and there was a girl in there that had on blue, and our colors were blue, and, you know, whatever the case may be. And I told the girl, I was like, you seen it got blue? I need you to go home and change your clothes, because you can't be walking around in blue. And this other girl came out of left field. Why are you talking to her like that? Why'd you leave her alone? You think you somebody? You ain't nobody. And I'm just sitting there going, whoo, where did all this come from? I mean, I didn't take into account that the girl that I'm talking to might have felt embarrassed. I didn't take into account that the girl yelling at me just was sick of me in general. And, I mean, I definitely took into account that it was kind of mean-spirited. But this is Spirit Week, you know, Class Colors Day. You mess with people, but you don't really take it seriously. That's been my biggest thing as an adult. And as a man, and still maturing, and still learning, I'm always going to be learning. People, I may say to you, you know, the sky is blue, but sometimes it looks gray to me. And you may take that and say, are you saying that I'm a gray person? And the sky is not blue to me, and I'm just a negative person. And my response to stuff like that is go, what are you talking about? In 30 plus years of my life, I'm finally realizing that no matter what I say and how I intend on saying it, it all depends on the perspective of the person receiving what I said. So I might literally be saying the sky is blue, but sometimes it's gray to me, and the person listening to me might take that as I'm trying to be subliminal and trying to make a statement, when in actuality, that's not what's going on at all. And that's what I learned, and, you know, to the story of the girl yelling at me on the bus. I have so many of those stories being yelled at. I've been yelled at all my life. And to that story, to, you know, just using those as an example of people have their landmines. You're not trying to, you don't walk into a field if you're in battle expecting to step on a landmine and blow everything up. You try to be cautious and careful. I mean, if we're getting all into it, they definitely detect those type of things nowadays, but that's not my point. My point is that people, depending on how you go about conversation, and depending on how they feel, and depending on what their perspective is of what you're saying, you might accidentally step on a landmine. And even if you're not trying to, even if you're as careful as a cat, and it's not as sloppy as a dog, even if you're that careful,
you still might step on a landmine. And that's that. And that's what's so weird about dealing with people. It's tiring, to be completely honest. Because if you go into a conversation or a situation with someone and you're being very politically correct, you're being very agreeable, you're willing to negotiate, you're willing to be open and honest, and you still get yelled at, and you still step on a landmine, it's like, what do I do now? Like, what's the point? What's the point? I tried to be so careful, and I still blew my leg off. You know, and that's weird. It makes me not want to try. It makes me not want to build any extra relationships besides the ones I already have. So yeah, it's frustrating because, like I said, no matter how well your intentions are or intended, it all depends on the other person. And sometimes they're just nasty, negative people. And so you're constantly blowing up landmines with them. It's a headache and a half. But, you know, that was on my mind recently. It's just, you have to be very careful on what you say. And I seen a quote the other day, you never get in trouble for what you didn't say. What you didn't say. And then I add to that, you might not get in trouble for what you didn't say, but you may get in trouble for what you should have said. So it's just dealing with personalities and people and trying to figure that out. On a lighter note, I've been trying to tell stories of my childhood and growing up as a man now. And so the last one I left off was the one where some girl flirted with me and I ended up busting her, you know, and knocking her tooth out accidentally when she fell and hit the floor. That's back in early grade school, maybe like third or fourth grade, somewhere around there. Then growing up, I like to play football. I'm still like diehard football fan. You know, I'm not gonna get into my sorry Redskins that much because they're just sorry. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the draft, but that's not the point. I mean, the draft's already happened, but what's going to happen down the road towards the season, even if they're going to play. But anyway, I love football. Played football all my life when I was younger, all the way up until senior year high school. And we were doing a drill back in maybe my 95 pounds. I believe this is 95 pounds. In my 95-pound days, we were doing a drill. And I forgot the name of the drill. They have outlawed it since I was younger. They've outlawed it. What an older person would say. I'm not a boomer, but as an older person would say, the kids nowadays are soft anyway. And I think this is called an Oklahoma drill. An Oklahoma drill consists of two people laying on the ground, laying on the ground, one person's on one side, another person's on another side. So you're not facing each other. You basically, if you put your head up, you will have your backs to each other. So you lay down with your backs to each other, if that makes sense. And as the you're supposed to get up and run towards the person, and somebody's the tackler, and somebody's the ball handler. And I vaguely remember, but I was the tackler. I was not the ball handler. Coach blows the whistle. I get up, run towards the guy. You know, a lot of times you play football, and you get the tackle, or you get hit, you see a star. Like, it's the best way I can explain it is seeing the star. I went to go tackle the guy. I seen a star, and I'm on the ground. And my coach is standing over me, and he goes, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I seen it be fine. I think I'm okay." He said, "Well, get up." So, and I told him, I don't think I can get up. I can't feel nothing. He said, what you mean? I said, I just can't feel anything. And so I laid there. I don't, like I said, this is vague memory, but I do remember this happened. I laid there. I don't know how long it took for my parents to show up. My father showed up, picked me up, took me home, and later on, I started to get feeling in my extremities later that day. But as an adult, as a child, the craziest part is, as a child, I thought nothing of it. I'm talking about years and years and years after. But as an adult right now, I would be losing my everlasting effing mind if I got hit by something. It was laying there and couldn't feel anything underneath my neck. I really couldn't. I couldn't move. My father picked me up and took me home. And later on, I was fine. I was walking. I was fine. And if I was older then, I probably would have recovered from that because my body's young and I probably had a really bad shock to my spine. It just, I bounced back. But a lot of people are paralyzed that way. I never thought about it when I was young. I just took a couple of weeks off of playing football and went right back at it. But it was, the thing about it was crazy that I was paralyzed for a short period of time and thought nothing of it. So, yeah, y'all enjoy the rest of the day, the quarantine. Don't get fed up with being inside. I know it's a beautiful day. The days are getting better. the weather's getting warmer, but you got to be more careful. And this is coming from a person that didn't want to wear a mask and didn't really take it seriously. And I'm wearing a mask, and I'm taking it very much so seriously. Stay in. Just be careful. Because you never know with this stuff. You think everybody's really informed, but nobody really, really knows, and nobody will admit to that. Just be as careful as you possibly can be. I will, because, I want to live to see the next pandemic. No, I don't know about all that. I'm just playing. Y'all take care.